Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to Cyber Mornings Daily. We've got three stories for you today, each with a healthy dose of drama and intrigue and just a dash of, wait, they did what?
Yeah.
We'll kick things off with a ransomware attack, one that's hitting close to home for millions. Then we'll see how even cybersecurity experts aren't immune to hacking. And finally, we'll uncover a sneaky scheme involving something you probably use every day, your Google Calendar. Let's dive right in. With our first story, a ransomware attack on one of the largest healthcare systems in the U.S.
It's a stark reminder that in today's digital age, a cyber attack can quickly escalate into a real-world crisis.
Exactly. We're talking about Ascension, a network of 140 hospitals and 40 senior care facilities, responsible for the care of a staggering 5.6 million patients. Now imagine a scenario where their systems suddenly go dark. That's exactly what happened, and it gets worse. Not only were systems disrupted, but the attackers, suspected to be the notorious Black Bastard ransomware gang, also managed to steal a treasure trove of sensitive data. We're talking medical records, financial information, social security numbers, the works. I mean, can you even imagine the fallout from that? Patients in limbo, procedures delayed, staff scrambling for paper records. It's a logistical nightmare.
But beyond the immediate chaos, what really strikes me is the lasting impact this has on people's lives.
Absolutely. It's a violation of trust on a massive scale.
That's crazy.
The implications, they go far beyond inconvenience. This stolen data can be used for identity theft, financial fraud, even blackmail. It's a recipe for disaster.
Okay. So we've established that Black Basta is likely behind this. For those who aren't familiar, who are they? And what makes them such a formidable threat in the cybercrime world? Black Basta is a relatively new player in the ransomware scene, but they've quickly climbed the ranks, becoming known for their aggressive tactics and their knack for hitting high-value targets. They employ a double extortion strategy. First, they encrypt your data, essentially locking you out of your own systems. Then comes the ransom demand in exchange for the decryption key. But that's not all. They also steal sensitive data and threaten to leak it if you don't pay up.
So you're stuck between a rock and a hard place. Pay up and hope they keep their word, or risk massive disruption and the potential exposure of your data. It's a terrifying situation to be in.
Exactly. And that's why Black Basta and groups like them are so successful. They exploit the vulnerabilities of organizations and the immense pressure to maintain operations, especially in sectors like healthcare, where lives are literally at stake.
It's a sobering thought, and it's a reminder that cybersecurity is not just an IT issue, it's a patient safety issue, a business continuity issue. It affects everyone. All right, let's shift gears and talk about our second story, which is about a cybersecurity company, Beyond Trust, that, ironically, fell victim to a cyber attack themselves.
The irony is certainly not lost, is it? But this incident underscores a crucial point. No one is immune to cyber attacks, not even those who specialize in security.
So let's talk about what Beyond Trust does. They're a big player in privileged access management, or PAM. I'm guessing a lot of our listeners might not be familiar with that term. Can you break it down for us? What exactly is PAM and why is it so important?
Think of it this way. Certain accounts within an organization have elevated permissions, granting them access to critical systems and sensitive data. These are your privileged accounts. Now, imagine if those accounts were compromised. The attacker could wreak havoc. That's where PAM comes in. It's all about controlling and securing access to these privileged accounts, making sure only authorized personnel have the keys to the kingdom, so to speak.
Okay, that makes sense. So Beyond Trust, as a PAM provider, is essentially the gatekeeper, safeguarding the most sensitive areas of an organization's digital infrastructure. So how did the hackers manage to get past those safeguards? What happened in this particular breach?
It appears that the attackers managed to gain access to Beyond Trust's remote support SaaS instances. Specifically, they got hold of an API key. Think of it like a master key that can unlock multiple doors. This key gave them the ability to reset passwords for local application accounts.
Wait, so they could just waltz in and reset passwords as they please? That sounds incredibly dangerous.
It is, and that's precisely the kind of vulnerability that attackers seek to exploit. They found a way to bypass the usual security checks, gaining unauthorized access, and potentially putting Beyond Trust customers at risk.
Right now, it's unclear if they actually accessed customer data, but it's definitely a possibility we can't ignore. Now, getting a bit more technical here, there's been talk of a vulnerability called CVE-2024-12356. Can you explain what that is and how it might have played a role in this attack?
Sure. CVE-2024-12356 is classified as a critical command injection flaw. In essence, this flaw could allow an attacker to remotely execute commands on a vulnerable system without needing to authenticate. So imagine someone sitting at their computer, sending commands to your system as if they were physically there.
So they're essentially taking control from afar. It's mind-boggling how these seemingly small flaws in code can have such massive repercussions.
Exactly. And while it hasn't been officially confirmed, it's quite possible that the hackers exploited this vulnerability or a similar one to gain initial access to BeyondTrust systems. It could have been one of the stepping stones in their attack, allowing them to get a foothold and then escalate their privileges.
It's a constant game of cat and mouse, isn't it? The attackers find a weakness, the defenders patch it, and the cycle continues. But the BeyondTrust breach is a stark reminder that even with the best security measures in place, there's always a risk, and we all need to be prepared.
It definitely is. And it brings us to our final story for today, which focuses on something that might seem harmless at first glance: Google Calendar. You wouldn't think a simple calendar app could be a gateway for cybercriminals, but as we'll see, even the tools we use every day can be weaponized.
Okay. I'm intrigued. I use Google Calendar all the time, so this is hitting a little too close to home for me. How are criminals using it to steal data?
Well, it all boils down to social engineering, the art of manipulating people into taking actions that compromise their security. In this case, attackers are exploiting the trust we place in Google Calendar and the way we often mindlessly click on invites.
So how does it work? What are the telltale signs that an invite might be malicious?
Let's say you receive an email invite. That appears to be from Google Calendar, or maybe even from someone you know. It might look completely legitimate at first glance, but upon closer inspection, you might notice some red flags. For instance, the sender's email address might be slightly off, maybe a character or two different from the legitimate address, or the email might contain awkward phrasing or grammatical errors. Subtle hints that something isn't quite right.
So it's like a wolf in sheep's clothing. It looks innocent on the surface, but underneath, it's harboring malicious intent. What happens if someone falls for this crap and clicks on a malicious link within the invite?
That's when things can go downhill fast. These links might redirect you to fake login pages designed to steal your credentials, or they might download malware onto your device without you even realizing it.
It's scary how easily we can be tricked, especially when we're dealing with tools and services we use every day. It's like letting your guard down because you're in familiar territory.
Exactly. And that's what makes social engineering attacks so effective. They prey on our assumptions and our habits, often bypassing traditional security measures, because they target the human element, the weakest link in the cybersecurity chain.
So, what can people do to protect themselves? Are there any settings they can tweak in Google Calendar, or any red flags to look out for in those invites?
Absolutely. Awareness is key, first and foremost. Be wary of any unexpected calendar invites, especially from people you don't know or that seem out of context. If you receive an invitation that seems suspicious, don't click on any links. Instead, go directly to your Google Calendar and check if the event is listed there. You can also adjust your Google Calendar settings to require confirmation before automatically adding invitations to your calendar. This adds an extra layer of protection, forcing you to review each invitation before it pops up on your schedule.
Okay. That's a good tip. It's all about taking a moment to think before you click, not just blindly accepting every invite that lands in your inbox.
Exactly. A little bit of skepticism and caution can go a long way in preventing these types of attacks. It's about being proactive, not reactive.
Right. So we've covered three very different stories today, but there's a common thread running through all of them.
Yes. And that thread is the interconnectedness of technology, human behavior, and security. We live in a hyper-connected world, where technology permeates every aspect of our lives. And that creates both incredible opportunities and unprecedented challenges.
It's like a double-edged sword. We enjoy the convenience and efficiency that technology brings, but we also have to grapple with the risks and vulnerabilities that come along with it.
Precisely. We need to be aware of those risks, and we need to adopt a security mindset that goes beyond just installing antivirus software. It's about understanding how attackers operate, recognizing the signs of a potential attack, and taking proactive steps to protect ourselves.
So it's not just about relying on technology to protect us. It's about empowering ourselves with knowledge and being mindful of our digital footprint.
Exactly. It's about taking control of our online lives and making informed choices that prioritize security without sacrificing convenience.
Great insights. And I think that's a perfect segue into a discussion about some practical steps that individuals can take to strengthen their cybersecurity posture. We've talked about the threats. Now let's talk about the solutions. What are some concrete actions people can take right now after listening to this deep dive?
First and foremost, let's talk about passwords. They're the first line of defense. And it's crucial to have strong passwords for all your online accounts. I'm not just talking about a random string of letters and numbers. Think about using passphrases. They're easier to remember, but harder to crack. And for goodness sake, don't reuse the same password across multiple accounts.
Yeah, that's a recipe for disaster. If one account gets compromised, all your accounts are vulnerable. I've started using a password manager, and it's been a lifesaver. It generates and stores strong, unique passwords for all my accounts, so I don't have to remember them all.
Password managers are excellent tools. And make sure you enable multi-factor authentication whenever possible. It adds an extra layer of security, making it much harder for attackers to access your accounts, even if they manage to steal your password.
Right. It's like that extra lock on your door. It might be a little inconvenient,
yeah,
but it significantly reduces the risk of a break-in.
Exactly. Another important step is to keep your software up to date. Software updates often include security patches that fix vulnerabilities that attackers could exploit. So whether it's your operating system, your web browser, or your apps, make sure you're running the latest versions. Don't ignore those update notifications.
Wow, I know. It's easy to just keep hitting remind me later. But those updates are crucial for keeping your system secure.
They really are. And be cautious about the links you click and the files you download, especially from unknown sources. Phishing attacks are becoming increasingly sophisticated, so it's essential to be skeptical and verify before you click. Hover over links to check their destination. Be wary of emails from unknown senders. And think twice before opening attachments.
It's like the old saying, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is.
Yeah.
Apply that same logic to the online world. If something seems off, trust your instincts.
Excellent advice. And lastly, back up your important data regularly. In the event of a ransomware attack or a system failure, having a backup can be a lifesaver. You can use an external hard drive, cloud storage, or a combination of both.
So many great tips. It's all about building good cyber hygiene habits, just like we have hygiene habits in the physical world.
Precisely. And remember, security is a journey, not a destination. It's an ongoing process of learning, adapting, and staying vigilant.
Well said. It's about being informed, empowered,
and
proactive. And that brings us to the end of this Cyber Morning's Daily Deep Dive.
It is. It really is a journey.
We've talked a lot about how,
how
the threat landscape is constantly evolving. So I'm curious to get your take on the role of artificial intelligence in all of this. AI is such a buzzword these days, and there's a lot of hype, both positive and negative, surrounding it. How do you see AI shaping the future of cybersecurity?
AI is definitely a game changer. There's no doubt about that. It's already being used in various ways, from threat detection and prevention to incident response, and even predicting future attacks. AI-powered systems can analyze massive amounts of data in real time, identifying patterns and anomalies that humans might miss. It's like having an army of digital detectives constantly monitoring your systems for suspicious activity.
It's a super-powered security guard that never sleeps.
True.
But, you know, whenever we talk about AI, there's always the flip side to consider. What about the potential downsides? Could AI be used maliciously?
Yeah.
Or are there any concerns about biases and algorithms?
Those are valid concerns. And we need to be cautious as we integrate AI into our security systems. Like any tool, AI can be used for good or for evil. Attackers are already exploring ways to use AI to create more sophisticated attacks, and we need to be prepared for that. As for bias, it's a real issue. AI systems are trained on data. And if that data is biased, the AI system will inherit those biases. That's why it's crucial to ensure that the data used to train AI systems is diverse and representative, and that we constantly monitor these systems for any signs of bias.
It sounds like the future of cybersecurity might be a constant back and forth between AI-powered defenses and AI-powered attacks, a high-stakes game of digital chess.
I think that's a pretty accurate assessment. The challenge for security professionals will be to stay one step ahead, to anticipate the attacker's next move, and develop AI systems that can adapt and evolve as the threat landscape changes.
So it's not just about building a better wall. It's about building a smarter wall that can learn and respond to new threats. Okay, before we wrap up, I want to circle back to the stories we discussed today and see if there are any key takeaways our listeners should remember. As they navigate this increasingly complex digital world, we started with the ransomware attack on Ascension, which really highlighted the vulnerability of critical infrastructure and the devastating impact these attacks can have on individuals and organizations alike. What are some of the lessons we can learn from that incident?
I think the biggest takeaway is that no one is immune to cyber attacks, from massive healthcare systems to cybersecurity companies themselves. Everyone is a potential target. We need to move away from the mentality of "it won't happen to me" and adopt a proactive approach to security. That means investing in robust security measures, training employees on cybersecurity best practices, and having a plan in place to respond to incidents.
And then we had the Beyond Trust breach, which emphasized how even experts can fall victim to sophisticated attacks. It's a reminder that the threat landscape is constantly evolving, and we need to be vigilant and adaptable.
Exactly. We can't afford to be complacent. We need to stay informed about emerging threats, regularly review our security practices, and be willing to adapt as needed.
And finally, the Google Calendar scheme illustrated the power of social engineering and how attackers are exploiting our trust in everyday tools and services. It's a wake-up call to be more mindful of our online behavior and to think twice before clicking on links or opening attachments, even if they appear to come from trusted sources.
Absolutely. We need to develop a healthy dose of skepticism and cultivate good cyber hygiene habits. That means being cautious about the information we share online, being wary of phishing attempts, and being mindful of the links we click.
So, in a nutshell, stay informed, stay vigilant, and don't be afraid to question things that seem suspicious.
Well said. Knowledge is power when it comes to cybersecurity. The more we understand the threats, the better equipped we are to protect ourselves.
This has been an incredible deep dive. Thank you for sharing your expertise with us today and for helping our listeners navigate the complex world of cybersecurity.
It's been my pleasure. And to all our listeners out there, stay curious, stay safe, and remember, we're all in this together.
That's a great note to end on. And to everyone tuning in, thank you for joining us for another episode of Cyber Mornings Daily. We'll be back next time with more deep dives into the ever-changing world of cybersecurity. Until then, stay safe out there.